Okay, Parshas Rabbi Rubenstein. It's great. Rabbi Rubenstein could see in the dark. I can. That's helpful for me. Thank you. Okay. Again, thank you. Thank you to our good friend for opening his bias. Thank you to the Rabbitson. She's always so generous, and I know there's a lot of action in this apartment during the week. Shabbos.
Is very happy to host any events.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Mishnah tells us in Pesachim, "B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo ki ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim." And of course, very famously, the Rambam adds, "B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam laharos es atzmo." Rambam adds a little more. He says, "Ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yatsa ata," as if right now you're going out from the shibud mitzrayim. And the Baal Tanya in Perek Mem Zayin of Tanya adds even a little bit more. The Baal Tanya says, "B'chol dor v'dor v'chol yom bayom." Person needs to try to get himself out of Mitzrayim. So the avoda of these days, which is really the avoda of our entire life, is to try to somehow to get ourselves out of Mitzrayim. So I've been thinking about an idea. Some of it's based on a beautiful mimer that the Lubavitch Rebbe gave over in 1974 on Yud Aleph Nisan. It's called Mimer B'chol Dor V'Dor. It definitely got me thinking. Could be I'm not adding anything to what he has over there. It's a very beautiful mimer. I actually listened to it in Yiddish today. It's online. It's not written up in English online. It's written up in Hebrew. But I listened to it in Yiddish today. It's crazy because it's like this, as a written mimer, it's like, 12, 13 pages. He said the whole thing in 18 minutes. And the amount of time it would take to bake a matzah, He just like said it, and like when you go through it and you actually think about it, he's saying so much. It took me hours and hours to think about what he's saying and then to just process it. And in 18 minutes, it's unbelievable. But there's different, what's clear from the Mishnah of Pesachim in the 10th parak, what's clear from the Rambam, the way that he brings it, what's clear from the Baal HaTanya, the way he brings it, in Parak Mem Zayin of Tanya, is that there's different madrigos of getting out of Mitzrayim. There was the actual leaving of Mitzrayim that took place B'shas Ma'isa. There's the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we commemorate every year on Tesfot Nisan. There's the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we're supposed to try in some way to experience every day of our life. And even we know, Lehevi Limos HaMashiach, that even after the final Giloy, even after we see the awesome miracles of what's to come, and the flows, which in many ways are going to surpass anything we've ever seen in our life, there's still going to be some type of hanging on to, remembering, living with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the truth is, I have to give credit to one of the guys in this year, Dobie Levitt, from Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. He also really got me thinking. We were talking about the Inyan of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, of course, Kishmo Kenu, Mitzrayim is a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a gvul, Mitzrayim is a boundary, Mitzrayim represents borders. One of the questions you have to ask yourself about anything that exists in this world, which doesn't seem to fit the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, is why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerate it? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu so will such a thing? Well, the meaning of getting out, mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, why does Hashem so will? Why does Hashem so will the tuma of Mitzrayim? It's such a lowly place that it's called an Eretz Lo Lahem, which the tzaddikim explained, it's not only it's not for Klal Yisrael, it's Lo Lahem, it's not even for them. It's not even Kedai for them. It's not Kedai for anyone. It has no place in this world. It's such an intense tuma. And again, it's a general question that we ask. Whenever it comes to something in this world that drags us down or doesn't seem to fit the mission statement of bringing Kvod Shemayim, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu tolerate such a thing? So it has to be, and Lubavitcher explains this in part, that it must be that it's rooted in a Davar Shebekedusha. It must be the shoresh of it is a Davar Shebekedusha. So where's the shoresh of Mitzrayim in Kedusha? Where's the Meitzar in Kedusha? And the Rebbe says an amazing thing. The Rebbe says you got to go back to mamish, 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 the beginning point of creation itself. So what we call the Tzimtzum HaRishon. Here, David will talk for 20 years on this topic. I already have dibs to help publish the Sefer when it's ready. What's the Tzimtzum HaRishon? Something that we don't really understand. There's a problem that exists with creation itself. Rabbi Nachman describes it very beautifully, very succinctly in Torah Samach Dalid. Rabbi Nachman says, on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all of reality. Ein Od Milvado. And again, everything we're talking is obviously B'derach Mashal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is an Or Ein Sof, Kiviyachol. It's the best way that we can, Abchal says, it's the best way to describe Hashem. Or is something that is very real. Right? I needed the light to be able to see my notes here. Able to read this little piece in Likutei Maran. So it's very real, it's very real in a certain sense, and yet you can't really hold the Or in your hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. We forget that sometimes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. And yet, we can't really touch Hashem, we can't really hold Hashem, we feel Hashem, we kind of hear Hashem, but it's a different type of hearing than our physical hearing, it's a different type of seeing than our physical seeing. So the problem with creation itself is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fills all the reality, leaves no space, as it were, for us. So to create the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to contract, had to pull back from that middle point, had to pull back his light, creating a Meitzar, creating a Mitzrayim, Havdil, of sorts, some type of boundary, some type of border, and creating what's referred to in the Sfarim HaKadoshim as that Cholol HaPanoi, that empty space in the middle. That place that was devoid of the light of Elokus. But Rabbi Nachman explains, and it's so obvious to us, that the paradox of creation is that, hold on a second. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so then his infinite light is consuming, and nothing else can exist there. Go try building a lahavdil, 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 elef alfei avdalos. So go try to build a house on the sun. It'll be totally consumed by the fire, by the ore. So on the one hand, you have to diminish the light on the one hand to make it possible for us to exist. On the other hand, if it's really a chol panoi, if it's really an empty space, a chol panoi, a place that's devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, also can't allow for existence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some type of paradoxical way, had to create a balance. Rabbi Nachman says, "Ze a chol hapanoi, hayamuchrach lebriyas olam." On the one hand, there has to be this gaping hole in reality, to allow us to exist. Ki bilti hachol ha-panoi lo hayashum makum l'briyas ha-olam kanizkar leil. Because if not for the hole in the middle, then there couldn't be a world. Everything would be consumed by the light of Elokos. V'zeh tzimtzum shal hachol ha-panoi i'efshar lahavin ulahasig kim lasid lavo. And Rabbi Nachman says, and don't try to figure out how it's possible for Hashem to be there and not be there at the same time. Ki tzarech lomer bo shnei hafachim. Because that would require us to grasp two opposites. Yesh v'ayin. So is he there, is he not there? If Hashem is there, then we can't exist. If he's not there, we also can't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to somehow strike a balance between being there and not being there. Again, in the writings of the Arizal, this is the whole introduction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that space. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with great precision, brought back some of the light into that space, a pipeline, a kav, to be able to sustain that void in the middle. This is the paradox of creation. But the question then is, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying, and this is, by the way, this is where Mitzrayim comes from. Mitzrayim, in some way, is the lowest giloy, Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Rebbe's obsession, rightfully so, with the Dir B'Tachtonim. So if the starting point of creation is this Tzimtzum Rishon, is this creating some type of boundary or border to make that gaping hole in the middle where we could exist, so the lowest giloy in physicality of that would be what we call Mitzrayim. What we call Mitzrayim. So Dovi Levitt, this great guy in our shir, said to me this week, so he said, but Rebbe, I don't understand. He said, how could you say that Mitzrayim is a meitzar, is a boundary, is a border, is a tzimtzum, comes from a place of a lowly manifestation of a gvura, of a midah of a gvura, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu holding back, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu pulling back, how can Mitzrayim be such a place of gvura if Mitzrayim is the most open, permissive society that ever was? Seems to be the opposite. Mitzrayim, on the one hand, we're saying, is so restrictive. No one ever escaped from Mitzrayim. They had the greatest borders. They had the greatest boundaries. No yid escaped from Mitzrayim. And yet, Mitzrayim is the most open, permissive society. Mitzrayim is called, in Tanakh, Erev Asaretz. It's a place of Arayos. Arayos is a perversion of Chesed. It's like the ultimate manifestation, or the ultimate perversion of a manifestation of Chesed, which is openness, which is expansion, which is not boxed in, which is spreading outwards. So how could it be that from a place of Tzimtzum, there could be a Mitzrayim, there could be a place of Chesed, and how could it be that Mitzrayim on the one hand could be a Meitzar and a Gvul, Kishmo, Kenhu, and at the same time Mitzrayim is this open society? And you have to ask yourself, you say, hold on, Rashi tells us in Parshas Kedoshim that whenever there's Erevah, there has to be Gedarim, there have to be fences. That's how we picture Mitzrayim. There have to be walls. Right? But if Mitzrayim is Erev HaSa'aret, so by definition, that means there are no walls. There are no Gedarim. Right? It's Paritz. That's what Arayos is. It's Pritzus. It's openness. So how does that work? By Makas Bechoros, it says that there are so many Bechoros. How are there so many Bechoros? Because everyone, lo alina. It's terrible. It's a society where there was such promiscuity. And this one was being with that one, and this one was being with that one. You could have one man who had many, you know, many firstborn children from many different women. We're in the Lashon of the Sefra, and the Medrash, Minayin Shalo Haisa Uma Be'umos. She has Ivu Ma'aseyim Yoisim and Mitzrayim, where there's never such a To'eva, never such a perversion like Mitzrayim. Talmud Lomar, Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Sasu. The ultimate Arayas, the ultimate Erev HaSaretz. So let's go back to the beginning. What does it mean to get out of Mitzrayim? If Mitzrayim is really, in some ways, again, a manifestation, a lowly manifestation of the ultimate Tzimtzum, the Kodesh Baruch Hu being Mitzamtim himself, so then what's the avodah of getting out of Mitzrayim? So you would say, Pashut, the avodah of getting out of Mitzrayim is to say that I don't want to live in the Chol Panoi. I don't want to live in the empty space. You'll tell me, whatever that means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps a little bit of light back in to make it possible to survive. But my whole life is trying to get... I don't want to have that little bit of light. I don't want a Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, maybe a Chavrus early in the morning and a couple minutes at night. And a Daf Yomi, you know, listening to some audio while I'm sitting in traffic on my way to work. I don't want little rays of light in my life. I want to break out of that board. I want to get back to that outer circle to free myself. I don't want to live in that dark chol panoi. I want to get to the outer circle, so to speak, where I can swim in the infinite light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to break free of those limitations. I want to be bigger than the limitations of Mitzrayim. And of course, that's very much a part of our avodah in this world, to try to be bigger than the gvulim, to be bigger than whatever boundaries we perceive in our life. You know, there was a nobleman who was very sick. Somehow, a sheikh has the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said to him, you know why you're so sick? It's because you're a big Baal Taiva. It's because you're too busy with Taiva Solom Haza, it's making you sick. So the fellow said to the Baal Shem Tov, this nobleman said to the Baal Shem Tov, how do you do it? But it's so hard. It's so hard to be bigger than my desires. How do you do it? He said to the Baal Shem Tov, how do you do it? So Baal Shem Tov said to this non-Jewish nobleman, somebody had a sheikhas to, he said, for me it's very easy. I'm an old man already. I don't have so many titles. That's how I'm able to be misgavra on my titles. That's how I'm able to be bigger than you know, my mitzvah, my limitations. So Baal Shem Tov's grandson, Rav Baruch Hu of Mezhbush, said to his grandfather, he said, Zayda, why'd you answer him like that? That's why the Baal Shem Tov didn't have titles, because he was an old man and he lost his desire. Baal Shem Tov didn't have titles because the Baal Shem Tov. Because, hey, look at Baal Shem Tov. Why didn't you tell him the truth? Baal Shem Tov said, because a non-Jew couldn't understand that truth. To be bigger than my Meitzar, to be bigger than my Gvulim, to transcend my own nature, it's not possible to explain such a thing to a guy. And Rabbi Baruch HaMezhvish used to tell this over, I used to say, and the truth is, when I heard that from my Zayda, I also understood that, you know what? I don't understand it either, how the Baal Shem Tov does it. You can't even explain it to a Jew. Not only can you not explain to a non-Jew what a Jew is and how he's lamalim and a tev, how he can live beyond the borders, but you can't even explain it to a Yid. You can't even tell a Yid what a Yid is. It's beyond explanation. You can't explain such a thing. So that's the avodah. The avodah is to get out of Mitzrayim every day. Chayev adam liros es atzmo, to get out of Mitzrayim, to get out of those Mitzrayim. But chaver, there's a secret here. There's an unbelievable secret here. Because Rabbi Nachman is telling us, what all the Svarim are telling us, the paradox of that space, of that chalal panoi, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be there. So we mentioned, right, Bekitzer, we didn't explain anything, and I don't know anything, but we explained there's that kav, there's that beam of light that sustains all of the existence in the chalal panoi. But Rabbi Nachman's saying, come on, let's talk honest for a second. You really think Hashem left? The whole question of was the tzimtzum kipshuto or not kipshuto? Many tzaddikim, I would say, it seems like the majority of tzaddikim hold that the tzimtzum was lo kipshuto. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that space and made that huge hole in the middle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as if, oh, now there's an empty space for you to exist, it's just a perception. Lo kipshuto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually remove his light, leaving that gaping hole in the middle. In other words, there's a secret to getting outside of the Meitzarim, to getting out of that boundary, to getting out of that gvul. There's a way to get out of jail without actually leaving jail. We spend our whole life thinking, my whole life's a jail. With a little bit of light, with those little bit of rays of light. And I gotta get out of here. Right? And we're spiritually motivated. Not I gotta get out of here like I gotta stop working for this boss who's abusive. But I gotta get out of here. I gotta get back to Kutcher Bricho. I wanna be back in the Orient Sof. In the infinitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the secret is that it's possible, with the right perspective, to realize you were never in jail to begin with. That the symptom never really happened. And you start to get a taste of that by the end. By Makas Choshech. So the Mitzvim are the ones who are sitting in the dark, and the Jews already what? It's Orb and Moshe Osam. They're sitting in the light. What do you mean they're sitting in the light? They're still inside. How are they sitting in the light? They're still in captivity. They're still in jail. But they're starting to show that it's possible to transform the darkness of that place, to change it over, to turn it back into light. But more than that, that's still the lower Madrega. To say that I understand that this darkness can be transformed into light is still a lower Madrega. The higher Madrega is the realization that what? That there never was a captivity to begin with.
And there was a hole.
There never was a hole. There never was a void. Or Gedaliah in several places, in Parshas Shmos, in Parshas Ve'era, one in the text, once in a footnote, he quotes in the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz. The Heilige Ishbitzer said, there were no fences in Mitzrayim. We were correct at the beginning. When we said Mitzrayim was a promiscuous society, it was an open society, there were no fences. It's parutz. So how did they keep the Jews there for so long? Beis Yaakov says they brainwashed them. It was propaganda. They convinced them. This became their jail cell. Their mind became their jail cell. It was a Golas Hadas. And that's why the Chiddush Yerim says the turning point was when the Jewish people understood. When the Jewish people said, I don't have to be sovel this anymore. What do we have to be sovel? I don't have to put up with this anymore. What do we put up with this? How does that change your situation? Because if you shift your mind, if you change your perspective, like Tzvasemis writes in Parsha Shlach, when you realize your eyes are tricking you, don't stray after your eyes. Your eyes are lying to you. Hashem never left. The Tzimtzum was lo kipshuto. Kadosh Baruch Hu was with you the whole time. And that's why when a person leaves Mitzrayim every day, like the Baal HaTanya says in Perek Mem Zayin, b'chol yom v'yom, when do we do that? When do we leave Mitzrayim? When do we remember Mitzrayim and leave Mitzrayim every day? I mean, hopefully it's an ongoing avodah the whole day, but certainly by Kabbalah Zom HaChashmai, when we say Kriya Shema, that's when we get ourselves out of Mitzrayim. So how do I do that? What do I do when I'm Mekabbalah HaChashmai? I cover my eyes. I cover my eyes and say, stop being fooled by my eyes. My eyes are telling me that I don't see Hashem. And if I see Hashem, I see Him for a couple minutes here and a couple minutes there. In between clients, if I'm really from and I keep the Mishnayos Yomi in my pocket or whatever. But I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get back to the Ori and Sof. By the Tzaddikim, they were never held in captivity. The Tzaddikim never allowed themselves to be in captivity. The famous mice of the Rizhner. When the Rizhner was sitting in captivity, the Heilige Rizhner was sitting in captivity, he said, Gam ki elach begeitz al maves, Lo yuraki atayimadi. Gamki elech begets amavas. Even though they think I'm sitting in captivity, lo ira. Lo ira. I have nothing to be afraid of. Why am I not afraid? Because nothing changed. As far as I'm concerned, Kutcher Brich is with me out there, Kutcher Brich is with me in here. I'm with Hashem the whole time. Kama. Lo ira. Kama. Ra. But the only thing that bothers me, the only part that's bad, is ki atayimadi. Hashem, you don't deserve to be in jail. I feel bad that I slept you into this job. I feel bad that I'm holding you in captivity. And the Rishon say, I know I'm not in captivity, but I feel bad because on a certain human perspective, I'm supposed to feel that I'm in captivity. That means you're in captivity. I feel bad that you're in captivity. Even though we both know the secret that neither of us are in captivity. The whole thing is a perception. When the Rebbe Rayatz is sitting with the interrogator and he puts a gun to his head and he says, you know, this is it. If you don't talk, he says to the Rebbe Rayatz, I'm expecting you to... And the Rebbe Rehat says, you don't scare me. You're not holding me in captivity. A person who believes in one world and many gods is afraid of a revolver. But a person who believes in one God and many worlds, I'm with Hashem here, I'm with Hashem there. It doesn't really matter where I am. I'm not in the Gvul, I'm not in the Mitzrayim. That's the secret of Mitzrayim being Erev HaSa'aretz. It's a place of chesed, it's a place of expansiveness. It's a place where we're not held in captivity. And that's why when we leave Mitzrayim, we think finally, oh, now we left Mitzrayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we get to Arsina, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, Asher Tzisichon, Eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim. But Kadosh Baruch Hu contextualizes that in the context of what? In the context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the context of Amunah. As David HaMelech says, Kol Mitzvasecha Amunah. It's true. There was a part of you that felt the only way to get out of Mitzrayim was to get out of Mitzrayim. But I'm reminding you that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that if a person lives with Amuna, then you were never in Mitzrayim at all. Then you were never actually held in captivity at all. The whole thing was just a perception. It was just something that you thought was true, which was never really true. And maybe that's the Omek. Maybe that's part of the depth of what the famous insight of the Ma'or B'Shemesh, the Ma'or Naim, I'm sorry. What the Ma'or Naim says, if you think about it, the first Pesach Seder was held where? Was held in Mitzrayim. So many of the Sfarim use this Ma'or Einayim to speak about, look at the Amun of Klal Yisrael. They were celebrating their freedom before it even happened. They made the first Pesach Seder before they were even freed. Right? That's a gevaldic expression of what? Of their lack of Yeyush, their confidence that they're going to be freed. Right? There were a lot of times where they were hoping to get out and it never happened. But this time they decided they're going to do it, they're going to make it, it's going to happen. Right? That's one way to learn it. And there's a lot to say from that. But maybe the realization was, maybe the real freedom and the reason they were able to have that first Karban Pesach, that first Pesach Seder in Mitzrayim is because they realized, you know what, we're not actually in Mitzrayim. Being in Mitzrayim is a choice. It's a mindset. If you choose to be a prisoner in that place, that's a choice. But it doesn't have to be that way. It could be a place of absolute expansiveness. That's why B'derech Remez, if you spell out the word chesed, if you take chesed and you expand it, ches, samach, dalet, gematria, erev ha'aretz, 972. Right? Because the place that's erev ha'aretz, the place that's Mitzrayim, that place which again seems, and again, that arayos, which also seems to be such a trap, it seems to hold us back, it's really a place of unbelievable expansiveness. You don't have to be trapped. You don't have to be held in captivity. The tzimtzum was lo kipshuto. And a person doesn't have to live in Mitzrayim. So I'll just end with the last piece in the Hayom Yom. Obviously, the first piece in the Hayom Yom, like a good Hasidic calendar, is Yud Ches Kislev, of course. So the last piece, according to the Lubavitch calendar, is Yud Ches Kislev. And he quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek said about the Alter Rebbe that there's a level of being in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mi liv ha-shamayim, v'imcha lo chafatzti va'aretz. Me, Liba Shemayim, what do I have in Shemayim other than you, Hashem? V'imcha lo chafatzi baras. And if I have imcha with you, lo chafatzi baras. I don't need anything else in this world. Shalo lachfot shum davar zulasi yizbarach. Hashem, I don't need, I don't want, I don't desire anything other than you. V'lo afilu Shemayim va'aretz sheim gan eden elyon v'tachton. And I don't need to get to a better place. I'm not waiting to get to a better place. I'm not living, I'm not nursing myself, you know, through this dark existence of the Chol Panoi, nursing myself off of the Kav, of that line of, that lifeline, you know, that IV of Elokus. But it's possible for a person to say, I have everything that I need. I don't actually need to get anywhere. And that's the biggest victory that we can have over Mitzrayim. And he says, like the Alter Rebbe said one time in a state of Dveikus, he said, and in Yiddish, I'll spare you, I won't butcher it. Any chafitz b'mum, I don't want anything. Any roitza b'gan Eden shulcha, I don't want your gan Eden. Any roitza b'olam haba shulcha, I don't want your olam haba. Baba Chori spoke about this on different occasions, right? Not our dimyonisha version of olam haba, you know? I don't want your version of Hashem, the good olam haba. I don't even need that. Right? The good gan Eden, I don't need that. I don't need any of that. Kiyam oscha levad. All I need is you alone. Baba Chori was medaik in that also. You alone. I don't need anything other than you and only you, to the exclusion of everything else. I don't need anything else. As Baal Shem Tov said, Tfila la'ani kiyatov, when a person feels totally trapped, yes, the pashut pshat is we have to get out of our mitzar. We have to be bigger than our limitations. Right? But Tfila la'ani kiyatov, the Baal Shem Tov explained, Tfila la'ani kiyatov, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, Tfila la'ani kiyatov, when a Jew feels totally overwhelmed by his difficulties, all he wants is lifnei Hashem yishvach sicha, that I should be able to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest answer to all the bitterness of our lives. The vayamaru es chayehem, which the tzaddikim explained, they made our lives, not just they made our lives bitter, but they made us hate our lives so much that we felt like this is not a life at all. And unfortunately, we go through life sometimes feeling that bitterness. Vayamaru es chayehem is gematria ikvus of the Mashiach. We feel sometimes at the end of days, we're sitting in the dark for so long, 2,000 years of gullus, and we're surviving, we're hanging on, we're holding on to that rope, that lifeline, that kav, that's pumping elukus into the chal ha'panoi. But halavai, halavai, we should be able to exchange that vaymaru es chayayim for a lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicha. That's why the lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicha is also gematria, vaymaru es chayayim. It's gematria ikvus of the Mashiach. That a Jew should say, I don't need any toys, I don't need any gadgets, I don't need any of the silliness of this world that people sometimes use just to try to, you know, to feel like they're alive. And not only that, like the Baal HaTanya said in the state of Dveikus, and I don't even need Gan Eden, I don't even know about, I don't need to get somewhere better because where I am, if I understand that this whole thing is just a trickery of my eyes. If I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never actually left, then I don't need to go anywhere. And that's the best way, it's the greatest and deepest secret to getting ourselves out of Mitzrayim, to realize we were never in Mitzrayim to begin with. It was just our perception. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. V'chol yom v'yom, v'chol dor v'dor. We should be zochet to continue to get ourselves out of these gvulim. Again, to be bigger than our Mitzrayim, to be bigger than our limitations. But more than that, if we're able to close our eyes like we do every day during Shema and say, I'm not going to be fooled by what my eyes are telling me. But to be able to remind ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu was absolutely with us. The Tzimtzum was lo kepshuta. That the light of Elokus fills our life. And we're not just hanging on by a thread. If Nei Hashem Yishvach Sicha, I could talk to Hashem and I don't need anything else in this world. Ki Eishev B'choshech Hashem Orli is also, I think, Gematria 936. Neil, is that right? You could check it with Neil. I think so. Ki Eishev B'choshech Hashem Orli. And when I sit in the dark, Hashem is my light. Right? If I realize that Hashem is with me, then I'm not in the dark at all. So we should be zochet to leave Mitzrayim once and for all. Oh, I'm negative.